Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sarwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Alyssa Whitmore, the research assistant for Perry's Hometown Heritage and the Carnegie Library Museum. Alyssa, thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So we're kind of continuing a conversation that we began last month, and that is about events and activities going on with the Carnegie Library, and that starts with an exhibit that started in June and is still going strong right now. That's the World War I exhibit. What can you tell me about what's going on with this right now?
So this exhibit runs through the end of July, so July 29th is kind of the posited end date of that. And essentially, we're trying to tell Perry and the surrounding area's stories that relate to World War I. So this will be both some local soldiers who fought in it, as well as kind of what the people in Perry were doing at home to support the war effort. So it's coming up on the 100th anniversary of the end of the war, which is why we're doing it now. And one thing that I kind of wanted to highlight, so we have some photos from Hometown Heritage that are part of the exhibit, as well as objects from Dallas County Conservation, both from Forest Park and the Grand Army of the Republic Museum that's in Redfield. But we also have a community exhibit that we're really interested in people coming, people checking out. But as well, if you'd like to donate photos or documents, we can scan and copy these and then kind of put them up on this community exhibit that we have downstairs. Really what we'd like to do is kind of fill that with Perry and the surrounding area's personal stories about their family members who fought in this war. It oftentimes is called one of the forgotten wars. And part of that is that there aren't very many people who are still with us who would have fought during the war. A lot of their children now have passed on too. So it's one of them that it's important to kind of make sure people know about all the things that were happening then. What was the war about? Why are they there? And kind of how we helped with it and what we were doing. Because it was one of the first really big scale wars that the United States was involved in kind of across over in Europe.
All right. Now, coming up at the beginning of July, there's a talk with an individual about Camp Dodge. What can you tell me about what's going on with this?
So Mike Vogt, who's the curator of the Gold Star Museum in Johnson, is going to be coming to the Carnegie. This will be on Monday, July 9th at 7 p.m. And he's going to talk to us kind of about the history of Camp Dodge during World War I. So that would have been a place where a lot of local soldiers would have been stationed. And it also kind of has a unique relationship to Perry, because in a lot of cases, the soldiers that were stationed at Camp Dodge for training were able to leave on the weekends. And one of the places that they did come to spend some time was Perry. One of the things that I think he'll probably talk about is towards the end of the war, there was a pretty virulent case of, I believe it was the flu, but there was a pretty massive illness that swept through the camps. And one of the unique things about kind of World War I is you not only have a lot of people who died as a direct result of, you know, wartime casualties, but illness really took out a lot of people as well. And that's just because, of course, you've got people in cramped quarters. And of course, sanitation and medicine are not what they are today.
All right. So Camp Dodge talk on Monday, July 9th at 7 p.m. at the Carnegie. Now, moving on from that, later in July, there's an event that is geared towards the preteens and teens, and that also focuses on World War I.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So we're very excited about this. So these programs, or kind of workshops, if you will be the week of July 23rd through July 27th. And they'll be from 2 to 4 p.m. And what we're essentially looking to do is kind of introduce or reintroduce teens and preteens to some World War I history. And so we're doing this in two ways. One of the themes for the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday sessions is going to be superheroes, comics, and World War I. So we'll be talking about kind of what superheroes appear in World War I settings. Why on earth are they appearing in this setting? Because one of the interesting things is for actual kind of superhero comics, they came about during World War II, not World War I. So we have these artists and storytellers making the decision to essentially put these superheroes back in time into this setting. So we want to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about some Iowa comic artists and comic strip artists as well who have kind of World War I ties. And then the activity that we're planning is everyone can make their own history-themed comic book as well. So that's the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday sessions. We also have sessions on Tuesday and Thursday, and the theme on these days are going to be activism and World War I. So what we kind of really want to be sharing with people is how young people helped out during World War I. So it's a great topic, right, for teens and preteens. So we'll be talking about what the Youth Red Cross, what the Boy Scouts were doing locally to support the war effort, what other Perry teens were doing, and kind of bringing it back to the present day, what people can do, what young people can do today to really help out their communities. And we'll be making care packages kind of as the activity there that we're going to send to some deployed soldiers. So this program, as well as the talk by Mike Vogt, have been kind of sponsored and funded by a grant from the Bach Family Foundation. And Hy-Vee and the Perry Public Library have also donated some of the items that'll go into the care packages.
All right. Now, is there any cost or any registration required for any of these events?
No. So they are all free. So for Mike Vogt's talk, you are free to just show up. You don't have to let us know you're coming. But for the youth programming series, we do ask that you register in advance. It is free. But we want to make sure that we have an idea of how many people are going to be coming. One thing as well, we have a limit for the youth programming series of 15 participants each day. If this day is full, we want to put you on another day that might work for you. So please do let us know in advance. If you'd like to attend the youth programming series, you can call me at 515-465-7713 or email at info@fcctrust.org.
All right. Now, one last thing to talk about here, completely shifting gears, nothing to do with anything that we've just got done talking about. That is a play going on at the Carnegie Library Museum. What can you tell our listeners about it?
So the Perry Community Theater is going to be doing a play called The Trial of Goldilocks. And it is just what you think. So it's a great kind of really humorous play in which Goldilocks is put on trial for bursting into the home of the Three Bears. So these plays will be July 23rd and July 28th. The shows will be at 7 and 8:30 each evening. There are limited seats available for this, so 40 people we expect can fit each time. We will have tickets on sale July 5th. You can get these at the Carnegie, and they are $5. If there's still room, there's also the possibility of tickets at the door. But again, it is best to get these in advance.
All right. Well, Alyssa Whitmore with Hometown Heritage, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Please come in and see what we've got going on. We're quite excited.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Alyssa Whitmore. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.